America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. You know, one of the most difficult things about being a parent is trying to teach your kids financial responsibility. At some point, they do understand that money just really does not grow on trees. So you can't get the new Barbie every 2 weeks, and you can't have every single new racing car when it comes out. So you have to try to teach them some sort of responsibility and that money means something. So whenever we have an issue about anything children related, anything parenting related, we turn to one person, Susie Cerrone. And Susie's actually going to buy me something when the segment is over. It's always a pleasure to welcome Susie to the show.
Hey there, Ed, and you're only getting something if your room is clean and your chores are done, and I actually see your room.
Now I feel like I'm under the pressure, under the gun to actually go home and clean my room right now, but I will do so. All right, so we start things off with teaching kids financial responsibility. And this is not for kids who are 2, 3, 4, 5 years old. We both have situations. You have a teenager. I have a 12-year-old. So we're starting to venture into that territory. And it's very difficult to get to that point with your child when money actually means something and you're not just this ATM that is constantly just giving money, money, money. It's a very difficult thing to try to first explain to your kids that money really does mean something.
Well, you know, Ed, kids like personalities, they're all different. And financial personalities are different too. Like in my case with my daughter, if she has a gift card or if she has $20 in her pocket, it will burn a hole in her pocket. So this is what I tried to do. First, when she turned 16, she got some money for her birthday. I marched her down to the bank. We opened an account for her. I gave her the ATM. That was my first mistake in my situation. I would get the state. I was on the account, by the way. I would get the statement in the mail. Unbeknownst to me, my little darling teenager would go take $10 out, take $5 out. Finally, there was under $20 in the account. I made her go to the bank. I accompanied her, but I made her go to the bank. I stayed behind her, and I made her explain to the official at the bank why she was closing out the account. So first I gave her the rope, and guess what? She hung herself. So now she's got the part-time job. We had to open yet another account to get the direct deposit in. Guess who holds the ATM?
You.
That is correct, Ed Kalenge. I have the ATM. I am on the account, so I can see what comes in and what goes out. That's my parent tip.
I like the fact that you sent her into the bank and she had to explain to the bank why she was closing the account. Do not mess with Susie Cerrone. She will drag you into a bank and make you do embarrassing things. Okay. The other thing that we talked about before we went on the air is that kids sort of have this expectation. Oh, we're going out for dinner. Oh, you're going to buy me this. Oh, you're going to buy me that. And it all kind of, it's a maturity issue. It's a responsibility issue. But do kids really understand how much certain things actually cost?
You know, I don't think they do, Ed. Even if you go out for an inexpensive dinner, even if it's just the two of us and we order waters, I don't care. It's $25. You have to make it into terms that they'll understand. Like in my case, you have a son, I have a daughter. Mm-hmm. In my case, I'll say, you know what, Mia, that $25 is a mani-pedi and the tip. So put it into terms that they'll understand. Say, if you get that new game, that's equivalent to 2 birthday party presents. Mm-hmm. You know, they make it into terms that they can actually relate to. That's what I try to do.
If I try the mani-pedi thing with my son, we'll have a whole different parent tip with Susie Cerrone next week. So, but that's a very good point. And then when you get to the point when they leave home and they go to college, then you're not there with them. Oh, can I have 5 here? Can I have 10 there? And especially if you lock down on the bank account, that is a great way for them to grow up very quickly to realize that the money will run out at some point and you just cannot keep buying Doritos until the sun comes down.
Good point. But this summer, my daughter's going to be a camp counselor and I've already been thinking, how am I going to work this where I can still control her bank account? So I'm thinking $40 a week is enough. She'll have one day off a week. She'll have to do her laundry. I will be supplying the laundry detergent, the stuff like that. I will get her the cosmetics, the toiletries that she needs for camp. But I'm thinking I am just going to send her $40 a week and I will keep the ATM. If she has the money, she wants to blow it, and she wants to blow it now.
And it's a good thing we live in an age when you can actually manage accounts from afar, because I was afraid for a minute that every 2 weeks on a Friday, Susie would be standing outside the gate at Camp Runamuck when her daughter got paid. No. You're not getting that money. That check is going home with me. So for your daughter, I think she should be so happy that money can be managed from afar. But that's a really good point, because if you don't teach them the responsibility now, when they are in the adult world, they will run into all kinds of problems. So as always, terrific advice, yet another parent tip with Susie Cerrone. And as always, it is such a pleasure to welcome Susie into the studio.
Ed, thanks so much. And basically, know your child's financial personality, because like snowflakes, no two personalities are the same.
And she leaves us with a philosophical thought, as always.
For free.
That's right, for free. Always a pleasure to have Susie in the studio. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend. America
Weekend. Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's the single biggest barrier to your success?
Fear keeps most people from reaching for their dreams. And the most dangerous fear of all is the fear of failure.
Successful people are afraid too, but they aren't frozen in fear. They move forward in spite of it.
They look at every failure as an opportunity to learn. And the faster you fail, the faster you learn. But there's one more secret to their success. Fail small.
Successful people fail small and win big. So don't jump in with both feet. Dip a toe in.
Test one small idea at a time. If it doesn't work, try another. Eventually, you'll find one that does work.
Focus all your energy on it, because it's your ticket to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Think green.
Harrison with you. The University of California, San Diego, has released a study in which they say they found the cause of cancer and a way to actually ward it off. Reporting online in the current annals of epidemiology, they point to a volume of research that suggests cancer develops when cells lose the ability to stick together in a normal way. The key factor? Something so simple, in fact. Lack of vitamin D, they've found. The lack of vitamin D causes cells to basically miscommunicate with each other, allowing them to grow in an uncontrolled manner. Looks like vitamin D allows cells to reestablish healthy communication, ending cancerous growths, even halting cancer before it can get started. Bottom line, healthy levels of vitamin D have been found to slash the risk of numerous cancers by 77%.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.